What's up, people? Welcome back to the 360 Places podcast. This is episode number 37, and we have someone in the house. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's up?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself? And
yeah. I'm Chelsea. Yeah, I'm Chelsea.
That's all?
Yeah, I'm Chelsea.
That's all you get, people. So basically Chelsea is from Mombasa, and on this episode we're going to be talking about Mombasa and, well, Chelsea. So one word that comes to mind when somebody says Mombasa?
Food.
Food, eh?
Yeah, food and easy life, honestly.
Easy in terms of
Everything, moving from one place to another, people are friendly, people are nice compared to other places.
Other parts of Kenya.
Yeah. Wow. Plus life is, okay, I can't say it's like, life is kind of interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So it's easy. And what about the cost of living?
Okay, in Mombasa, it's not so expensive when you compare it to places like Nairobi. Because the things can be lower by like 5 bob or 10 shillings. And things are not so expensive. But sometimes, like, if you really want to have a good time in Mombasa and like visit good places, eat good food, you have to have money. You know, it's like a tourist attraction center. So like, yeah.
You need to have money to move around.
To move around.
But if it's just, you know, the residence area, if you're local.
It's not expensive. It's manageable, honestly.
But it gets expensive for tourists.
Yeah, for tourists. They get charged more.
Yeah. If they're not Kenyan.
Yeah. Like, if they just realize they have a weird accent. Yeah. But like,
yeah.
You don't look like our people. They'll be like, yeah.
If your Swahili is from TZ.
Huh?
If your Swahili is from TZ.
You can easily blend in, actually. Because, like, there's not so much difference, you see.
Between the Tanzanian Swahili and your Swahili.
Yeah, the coastal Swahili. There's the shallow one, like, people from Old Town, New Town. Then there's the deeper one, Swahili, deep kabisa.
That's Swahili.
Yeah.
Okay, like in TZ, so we have like the main, you know, the mainland and the island.
Yeah.
Zanzibar. They speak, I think you guys in Zanzibar could, you know, converse very well as opposed to people from the main.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been fascinated, you know, by Mombasa. Everybody, when they want to go to Mombasa, they get ready, you know, because it's like the tropical weather there. So they're just going for a good time, maybe summer, you know, the beach and all that.
I can't say like the weather is too nice, because like my friends like from other places, when they come to Mombasa, they're like, oh, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, I get sunburns. Yeah. But it depends. Like the town place, it's really, really hot. But like when you move to the like beach side, it gets cool. Yeah, because of the breeze. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You guys have the ocean. I mean, the city I stay, we have an ocean too. And, you know, I always, you know, like to take myself to the ocean a weekend or two. And the places that I go, it's not very clouded. You know, I can literally have time with myself, maybe with my friends. It's literally like you get the privacy. But Mombasa, with a lot of tourists, do you get that advantage, you know, just going somewhere and just, you know, enjoying the space by yourself? Or it's always clouded?
It depends. Like, there are beaches with many people, especially this in the middle between North Coast and South Coast, the beaches are really packed. But like when you go to South Coast, few people. When you go to North Coast, few people also. It depends, and also it depends on the time of the year.
Yeah.
Like seasons, like January to like November, people are not allowed. Like the people are allowed during holidays, like Easter, August, when like children have closed school, and Christmas. That's when it gets packed. Everything shoots, the expenses.
Yeah.
It gets so expensive. Like, yeah. It gets crowded. Mombasa gets crowded. Like, us, we rarely have traffic jam. But, like, during those seasons, hey, there's a lot of jam.
Because a lot of tourists are
yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So how would you take it as a local? Does it bother you?
Yeah, like...
You just want like, people to stay
for me personally,
there.
I don't celebrate this season because we are usually like, hey, now it's packed. It's not going to be fun. Like, you just move like this to knock someone. So, like, for us and my family, we opt to stay home during those seasons because it's refreshing. But going out, it's so crowded. Yeah.
That's Mombasa.
Mombasa for you.
Wow, okay. You know, talking about the beach is great and all, but, you know, a lot of teens would gravitate toward the nightlife as opposed to, you know, the beach life. So let's talk about the nightlife of Mombasa. How cool is it? How fancy can it be?
It depends. Because, uh-huh. like, there's some places, like, at night, the nightlife in Coast is so nice. Like, places like Mtwapa, it never sleeps.
Mtwapa?
Mtwapa.
It's a town. It's a town.
It yeah. never sleeps. Like, that's why you can get, like, clubbing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun. And Mtwapa is the place in Coast where you can get a lot of whites. I personally used to school in Mtwapa. Like, we had, like, 10 whites in the class. Just has, like a lot of white people okay. and like, mixed people because of the interaction. Okay, the nightlife is... That's tough because I rarely go out at night.
Rarely go out at night. But you know, you've enjoyed nightlife in different parts of Kenya, right?
Yeah.
In the main and in the coast. How different?
In the coast, like, it's, you know, like, people can have that speed. I want to go home. Like, in Mombasa, it's not there. People are.
No psych.
No, like, they say it depends also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what the mood, the
friends you have is major. Like, if you don't have many friends in Mombasa, so just stay home.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, why? It's go happening. To places, move from club to club, go to the beach, smoke shisha.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you can have, like there's a restaurant, like, Tamarind, like, at night, having, like, that Tamarind Do cruise. Like, you just go with a cruise on the beach. It's nice.
It's very nice.
It's good sleeping cocktail.
So, what are the best places to, you know, have your nightlife in Mtwapa? Mtwapa is the town.
It's a town, not the town.
Oh, it's a town.
It's just a town.
And it has a lot of... Nightlife.
Most strip clubs are there.
Strip clubs?
Yeah.
You got strip clubs in Mombasa?
Yeah, like, there are like six in Mtwapa alone. I've never seen another strip club. Yeah.
Wow. Like, I don't think we have a strip club in
People call Mtwapa Sodom and Gomorrah, actually.
Wow. Okay. That explains a lot. So, the Mombasa area, you guys saw the ridges, right?
Muslim.
Yeah.
Yes, people are like
this. Yeah, and having Mtwapa, is it not disturbing the locals? Oh, Mtwapa,
like,
is...
You know, like, when you say, I'm going to say Mtwapa, you know what you're getting yourself into. Because, a lot of noise from clubs.
Yeah.
But also, they're definitely the religious people in there. Yeah.
In Mtwapa. So if you want to enjoy a good nightlife, you go to Mtwapa.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mtwapa.
A good nightlife, Mtwapa. Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you want to enjoy a good nightlife in Mombasa, Mtwapa is the place to go.
Yeah.
My friends and I have been planning to go to Mombasa for a while now. Mm-hmm. We're just looking at, you know, different options to go to, you know, when you get there. What are the best places that we can visit?
It depends on what you want.
Yeah.
There's the South Coast. The South Coast is nice. There's swimming with dolphins.
South Coast.
I personally, the time I went for vacation in South Coast, it was nice. It was so good. South Coast, I think it's the best place to go.
Yeah.
Because there are also, what are these things called? This house, like, just like a simple house with a pool on a beach. So many of them. I don't know how they're called. Not marchionettes. Hey.
Okay, those houses.
Yeah. Like they're just specifically for
yeah.
having fun, going out to the friends. They're like Airbnbs, but more better. With a pool, your own pool, and it's on the beach.
Oh, so it's just a house. It's not a hotel.
A house with the hotel features. It's just like a house.
It's just a single room.
It has bedrooms. Yeah.
So it's more of a hotel.
Yeah. So like the best place to go, I would say South Coast, but there's a lot of life.
Yeah.
In the main town, because. Yeah, it depends. Like clubbing, you go to the main town. You just want to relax and chill, South Coast. You could go, like, you could spend the day in the night.
Then back. Yeah. So South Coast is best for residence reasons.
Yeah. Not tourists. Residence reasons, the main town.
Because of
schools, hospitals, shopping centers and malls. They're mostly found in the main town.
They're mostly found in the main town.
Yeah.
Given, you know, the number of tourists that you guys have per year, it's a lot. But I think Zanzibar is more.
Yeah,
Zanzibar is nice. So, And cheap. It's cheaper than Mombasa.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Zanzibar is. You can have like a week with me and pay like 20,000, I think.
20.
Like for a week. Stay, yeah, for a week or like 4 days in Zanzibar in coast. It's tricky.
You can't get a nice place for 20k.
Yeah, if you have someone else. But if you're alone, yeah, you can have a nice place.
If you're
alone.
What do you mean? Like if you're going out maybe on a solo trip as opposed to if you're going out maybe.
A solo trip, yeah, 20,000 be enough for you. Like for a week.
For a week.
Yeah.
It's just gonna take you through 20,000 Kenyan shillings.
Yeah.
That is 400 TZ and some.
400,000.
Yeah, 400K.
Yeah. You carry your money with a bag.
Z. No, Ugandans have the worst, I think. Because our money is little, but Ugandans is way worse.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Lakinne. Lakinne. Okay, you can bam to Lakinne, I
should go
to
Azimu. Kenya. Lakinne TZ, it's not something big.
There's a time I went to Tanzania and then you're like, how much is chicken? 7,000. What? And then like, yeah. 7,000. Seven, 70,000 or 7,000.
It's close to 70.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenya is a developed country. Come on. I think it's among the top 10, you know, countries in Africa developed.
Yeah.
And Kenya is a very beautiful place. I would wish to move and, you know, live here.
For real?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kenya is very beautiful.
Okay.
You know, with Kenyans, okay. Kenyans are different from Tanzanians in a very different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this aspect that I hate. Tanzanians, we're sort of slow and pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenyans, they want what they want and, you know, they do what they want to get what they want. But with Tanzanians,
he's
going to back down or he's going to, you know, pretend that he doesn't want this.
Yeah.
And this literally, like, I don't know. That's why TZ is not developing at the same pace with Kenya.
Mm-hmm. And then I see.
Yeah. Tukoto. Anyways. So my question, I wanted to ask this question. You know, having a lot of... Because you have a lot of tourists that come to Mombasa.
Mm.
I guess you have also a lot of people who choose to move there and live there.
Mm-hmm.
People who come from abroad, you know, foreigners. Yeah, so yeah. I guess you have a lot of foreigners.
Yeah, there are a lot. That's why I totally like, they just come, like the place, decide to stay there.
Because
also it's cheap compared to where they're coming from.
Yeah,
and things are easily accessible.
How does that affect you, people from Mombasa? Is it a good thing for you? Is it a bad thing?
It's good.
It's good.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how it affects us because, you know, you just do your thing.
It doesn't bother you.
No. It's not like they fill up the place because we still have a small population.
Yeah, in Mombasa.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know, people complaining about, you know, maybe these people are coming to take our jobs.
No, there was a time. Actually, there was a time it was really serious. Like, there's a time they're saying... So you're Pwani, Kenya, and like you have to go back to your hometown.
Oh.
So like they were saying like us, other people from like Kamba, Kikuyu, Luos, you're coming to take jobs and opportunities for the natives, like the Swahili people, like the Swahili Mijikenda people, Mijikenda. The people who stay in Mombasa, like the 90% population of them.
The tribe is called Mijikenda.
No, it's Mijikenda, then the like sub subgroups. No, like Nduruma, Kauma, Ribe, Rabai. I'm a Kamba. I'm a bunch.
Oh, you moved in?
Yeah, I was born there. I think my parents came.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so you have all those tribes and they're telling these people to go on.
Yeah, they didn't like it. Actually.
But it was a tribal thing. It wasn't something that they were shouting at foreigners, his fellow Kenyans.
They were. It wasn't easy, actually. Like, it was... Kulikuwa badosho kidogo kwenye, like, war. Yeah, because they're like, we don't want you guys here. You're not part of us.
Mm. Yeah. So those guys left?
No, I'm still here. Come on.
We had a lady called Nazi on the show, and we talked about tribalism, and she comes from the coast.
Mm-hmm.
She said with her experiences and, you know, the stories she's had, when you go, you know, seek for a job, you know, at the coast, they look at your last name. If it doesn't,
I've never experienced it, but you know, connections. But like, they're more like, what can I say? The people who have the big jobs in like Mombasa, they're the natives, the Kamba, Kikuyu, mostly Kikuyu's, Luos. It's hard to find like Swahili people or the Mijikenda people being in those top positions. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's exposure, because those people actually don't, they're not like, you know, coast, they don't see, a lot of people don't believe in like school, and so like you see the people who read, like get degrees, the natives, so like when you come, you're like hot cake, you just like, get the top positions, so yeah, like that made them bitter.
That made them bitter.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, you live in a place where there are a lot of foreigners. You come to a school where there are a lot of foreigners.
Mm.
It seems like, you know, foreign life doesn't bother you.
No, actually, it's interesting.
It's interesting.
You meet different people.
Yeah.
You get to know different cultures, the mannerisms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you fancy yourself, you know, going to live abroad?
Actually, if I picture my life, I've never thought of staying in Kenya. Oh, why? My God. No. I've never thought of that.
Why is that?
Because I believe in exposure. Actually, I'm someone who really wants to travel. Like, I'm a person who, like, yes, I'm doing a medicine-related course, but I think I'll just become a travel blogger or something, because I don't want to stay here. Plus, I like exposure, like moving from one place to another, get to know things, having fun, making memories. So, yeah, I don't picture myself staying in Kenya.
You're YOLO.
I can say that.
You see, I've met a lot of Kenyans. When I tell them about, you know, how beautiful Kenya is and how a lot of how you know, it's different from TZ, and you guys have a lot of opportunity here, you know, if you want to make it here, you can make it all the way, you know, as opposed to Tanzania. That's what I believe, you know. But when you tell them that, every Kenyan is like, no, me, I can't live in Kenya. I want to go somewhere. I want to go to Uganda. I want to go to TZ. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because, I don't know, like, we have a lot of corruption, I think. And, like, it's not very interesting. There's some people who don't get out of Kenya. They're like, this is my motherland. They don't have... I think it just depends on the person.
It depends on the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you guys, you know, the mainland Kenya... I've never been to the coast, you know, but from the stories that I hear, you guys are very conservative. You have a very different, you know, cultural life.
Mm-hmm.
You have a different accent. You know, your Swahili is more, you know, close to Tanzania, and your life is a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Just like Tanzanians.
Yeah.
You know, you use polite words just like Tanzanians. So you're very similar to Tanzanians.
Yeah.
How is that different, you know, living on the mainland, as you call it, as opposed to living in the coast?
Mainland of Kenya.
Yeah, like living, you know.
Like Nairobi.
Like Nairobi, yeah.
It's different because I don't know, like even the foods, how we call some foods in Mombasa, you come here, it other people call it a different name. You like, actually, it bothers me. Usually, yeah. Like, it's not like that, it's like this. Yeah. Plus, even how okay, and our accent, you know, like they say our accent is sweet, they like hearing coastal people like Yongea, but sometimes I'm kids too. And then they try to copy you. They're like, it's not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're spoiling this for us. Yeah. Yeah, but what I can say is like, the coastal life, it's comfortable.
It's not the life you want.
I know.
You want a fast life.
Yeah, I want a fast life, but not in Kenya.
But not in Kenya.
But not in Kenya.
Which countries are you looking? Are you looking to?
Then that I've always wanted to go, Canada. Canada and the UK.
Why Canada?
Because I don't know. I just like the culture. I also like the accent. Canadians have nice accent, and the fact that it's always snowing. Plus, it's beautiful, like this Lake Jeffra,
yeah,
which is so nice. Like, it's a good place to live. It's Canada. Not fast. It's nice and simple. The people are nice. When you compare to the USA, even the crime rates.
Yeah. And it's easier to get a
green card. And there are so many foreigners
in Canada.
For me, I have so many friends in Canada, from Kenya and Tanzania.
Yeah.
And Nigeria.
And why the UK?
What I want to do, they really pay medics so well compared to Kenya. Like, you know, like in Kenya, like what I'm doing, you can get paid like 60,000 per month. That's peanuts, but I mean, And like in the UK or in Canada or Australia, medics are, let's say, appreciated. That's it, they don't strike. Like, you paid so well. Yeah. And also, the lifestyle is nice. I'm a person who likes traveling. So, yeah. The culture and wanderlust, accent. Huh? You wonder like that, you notice.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, for a traveler. One time, you notice.
Yeah.
Why didn't you think of a country in Africa?
Because, I don't know, it's... Yeah, most countries are thought of being third world countries, like not so developed. Even the manner of administration is not so nice, a lot of corruption. Yeah, people are not looked after, appreciated. Backwardness.
Poverty.
Yes. Poverty.
Lack of capital. Okay, all right.
Point to the zero.
Okay, that's Africa. That's Africa. Okay, now that you know you aspire to, you know, live your life not in Africa, outside of Africa. But in Mombasa, you see a lot of, you know, people outside of Africa coming back to Africa to live. Not coming back, actually, just coming to Africa, you know, from their place.
Yeah.
Doesn't that confuse you? You know, you want to go to where they come from. Doesn't that confuse you?
Personally, I've always thought of going, traveling, getting money, but meanwhile, investing in Mombasa. I get my money, invest back home. So, like, when I'm done working, when I retire, I want to come back home. Because ukoni may invest more, and, like, there's so much money that ikikujoku, inakuwa nyingi, maona. So, like, I really want to come back home at my old age. Because it's cool.
Old age. Old after age. You retire.
Yeah, after I retire. Like, I get tired of life.
That's how old?
I don't know, 55, 50.
50. Okay, you love working. Okay. So, you know, in this podcast, we talk about travel and living abroad. And I noticed, you know, you say travel for, you know, almost, you know, 70 times, right?
Yeah.
So when did this traveling, you know, spirit, you know, and eager
in come class, about? Yeah. Class four?
Yeah. What happened?
No, not too when you don't have PND. Like, he like, I want that. Like, they look so happy. Then as I'm growing older, I'm seeing people going out, having so much fun. The places look so nice. Yeah. So, yani, yo kitu mekwa tunda ni yangu, like, I just want to travel, just want to travel, just want to travel, just want to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so do you like follow up on any travel shows and all that?
Yeah, there's this guy called like Blanco.
Lost.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
That guy is cool.
Yeah. So like, yeah, when I see him, cool, like how he goes, yeah, to the Maldives or Bora, yeah, Dubai, yeah, Bali,
with the girlfriends.
The girlfriends, you're like, oh my God, this is nice. I really want this. Hey. Like, he makes you feel like,
yeah,
why am I?
That guy was actually in Kenya. Did you say that? He was in Kenya. Just
he also recently was in Tanzania.
Yeah, he also was in TZ in Uganda. He was,
yeah,
just around Africa.
Yeah, so he and sana, because like he gives the detail, the cost, yeah, of living, yeah, yeah.
And the visuals as well.
The visuals, like how great he does it to the girlfriend. I like, someday maybe he just manifest.
Which of Ross's girlfriend was the best?
Do you know that name? This skinny one with black hair, the one they went to with Bali.
Oh, but the previous one was, she was from Mexico.
I think it's that one.
That's the one, huh?
Mm.
She's even like seen some other guy, I think. Yeah, life keeps going.
Yeah. We'll move on.
So when do you want to start your travel blog?
When I'm done with my degree. Or even as soon as I get so much money.
As soon as you get so much money. Yeah. Or you want to work first and
start. Yeah, because you know you have to have capital. You can't travel when you're broke. What are you doing? Where are you going to?
Yeah. But you like have to travel first before you can become a travel blogger, or you can, you know, start doing.
You can do it.
I guess you've done a lot of traveling so far, you know.
Yeah. Sana.
How much is a lot, Kwako?
A lot of.
Like a lot of traveling. How much would you count for it to be a lot?
70 countries.
70 countries. Oh, you count travel by country wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country wise.
Mm. Wow. So your goal is to make it 70 countries.
Yeah, 70.
70.
Or more, but 70. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the lucky number.
Yeah.
Wow.
The lucky number is number 7.
I want them all. I want to like go to every fucking country in the world.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's possible, man. I feel like if you just do your research properly, and you know, if you get to know how much you're required to have before you actually start, you know, moving.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you move, you know, you just keep 1 year aside, maybe you target in maybe 2030.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go around the world. So the whole of 2030, you just go around the world, and you know, starting from now, you're just saving. And maybe, you know, it's maybe, you know, 200k, you know, maybe 500k USD, $1 million USD, you know, 10 million, then you just start saving. Yeah. Maybe if you know.
Like, yeah, nothing to start traveling.
And then you start traveling. Wow. So I've got to learn a lot about Mombasa, you know, about Kenya as a whole, about, you know, just the whole cultural thing, differences and all that. And then, you know, you guys, your reaction towards, you know, people living there, people from different countries.
Uh-huh.
Right. And we haven't really gotten to know Chelsea, the guest. So we really know she loves traveling. So is there more to know about Chelsea?
I like food.
Are you talking with people from the coast, you cook good food?
Hey, ukitaka bibi chagua mtu wa Mombasa jiweni. Asata kuangusha. Yeah, I like cooking actually. I like making pastries. I like cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best food that you can prepare? You and, you know, people from Mombasa, maybe you just have to pick one dish, you know, and cook it. And you feel like this is the best we can do.
I know to cook so many things. I don't know. Chicken. Yeah. I'm really good in cooking different types of chicken.
Yeah. The different types of chicken.
Baked chicken, grilled chicken, butter chicken.
Yeah. Somebody's just going to be happy.
Someone's son is going to be happy.
you have to put in the specifics, huh?
Yeah.
Someone's son. If you're listening to this, Mr. Someone's son, be ready to be amazed. So, Mombasa people, they're slow. Life is not too expensive.
Yeah.
And they can cook really good food.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the early episodes, I was having Fifi, she was co-hosting the episode. And, you know, we're talking just about the whole idea of swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from my experiences, a lot of African children or people, so to say, they don't know how to swim, especially ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I say people, you know, who live close to the beach or, you know, the lake and all that, just any form of water body should literally know how to swim, because it's not just something.
No. Let me tell you, like, have you had that notion that when you have something, it's just me. There's a time I said, like, 4 years ago, going to the beach, and I'm staying in Mombasa. I really don't care. Like, you know, it's there, but like, people from outside are the ones who are like really interested with what you have.
Yeah.
So you find that people from outside, a lot of coast people don't know how to swim. That's not even a lie, because yes, we have the beaches, we have what, but you're not really interested. But like, other people who come from outside, like, oh, the beach. And if you want to be like a really good swimmer, you have to use the ocean before going to the pool, because maji ya bahari ni mazito, alafu kuna waves. So ukienda kwa pool huwasonga kama samaki. So like, the other people are more interested as well, because there is the beach. We see it every day.
Okay. You know, the difference with going to the beach and swimming is, going to the beach is just an experience, but swimming is a skill.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's something that, you know, it's going to come in handy sometime when you need to survive. You know, you're from the beach, and maybe, you know, you're taking, you know, you cruise to go and see the sunset. Something bad happens, and, you know, now you got to swim. Said you can swim.
Yeah, for Mombatu Mungu, sort of.
See what you live, that's what you think.
What you show. Unajua ile kupanic, ukisha panic basi hata washindwa kusonga.
Yeah.
So wakufa.
But at least somebody who knows would, you know.
Yeah. Na pia kama like mmezama wengi, like there's a time the ferry sank.
Yeah, in Mombasa.
Wewe wajua kuogelea, lakini mwenye yuko nyuma yako hajui sana kuzamisha na kutumia kama floater. So no, it's hard for people to survive. Even if you know how to swim, you're not going to get out of that place alive.
So, people are pulling, you know, trying to survive.
Yeah, everyone is trying to survive for their feet.
Yeah. Life, man. Life is sweet.
I am telling you.
Are you also a sucker for life?
Yeah.
Very much. You're just living.
Hey, no. I mean, I can't say I'm just living. I can't say that.
Yeah.
I like life. I love life. Yeah. Life is beautiful.
Yeah, life is very beautiful. And, you know, when you have companions and, you know, friends, like we have people on the podcast, and, you know, they come and share their stories, life really gets beautiful.
Yeah.
And I saw this meme one time. This guy was saying, if you're lazy and you don't have something to do, life can get, people say life is short, but it says it can get really long. Yeah. Like, how much of more Netflix can you watch? How much of gossip can you do before, you know, it's boring?
Be like, I'm a choker.
Yeah.
Like, this day is slow. Hey, we're up. Mendo metembea. We visit. You have to make fupi.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So guys, we came into the end of the episode, and we had the beautiful lady, Chelsea, in the house. Do you like also love football?
Huh?
Do you love football?
No.
You don't.
I don't care about football.
You don't care about football.
I've never been interested. Okay,
you don't only hate it, but you don't care about it.
I don't know. Like, you know how people glorify football, yeah. OSG, what and what has won. Yeah. I'm like, now what?
And what about
wait for you? Me, Chelsea is just a name. Was it's just a name. Empires, so.
Did you ask them maybe the it was inspired by, you know, the football team?
They didn't even know there was a football team called Chelsea. They called me Chelsea because they wanted me to be the only child. And well, Hillary Clinton's daughter, she's called Chelsea and she's the only child. So they called me Chelsea because they wanted me to be the only child.
Because of Hillary.
Yeah.
And you also become the only child.
I'm not. Well, things happen.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and we will.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It was really fun to, you know, talk to someone from Mombasa.
Yeah.
And your Swahili really reminds me of, you know, home.
Hola.
Sindio. Mm-hmm. Like here, you know, when you talk to, you know, when I talk to a Kenyan, I really hate when somebody calls me foreigner or international.
Foreigner.
Yeah, it doesn't, someone calling me a foreigner or, you know, calls you international. You know, it feels like you're an alien, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when I talk to a Kenyan, I literally try to blend in with the accent. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't literally get to, you know, talk the way I comfortably talk or the way I normally talk, the Swahili that I normally use. So, you know, talking to you and I had your Swahili, literally, like, reminds me of, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what would I do? You don't, like, there's usually this happiness to get, like, come on, temperature, just get to and get too excited. I'm like, ah! I love someone's it feels nice, like, yeah. It's so much, you can't even explain that joy, honestly.
Exactly, yeah. Just like, oh man, I'm home. I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, this was episode number 37, and we're gonna see you guys on the next episode. Ciao.
Bye.